What's going on? It's Cody here, another episode of Contrarian Thinking. Today's called Things Are About to Get Worse in the Markets. Isn't that nice? Sorry, it's the truth. We've been seeing the signs for some time, and here's where we are going to get around them. We don't do what everyone else has been doing. In a bull market, everyone thinks like this. This is a funny image of somebody in the mirror saying, it's not the bull market, you really are a genius. But this isn't true, including for many of the smartest people in the world. Many are going to get smoked. I don't say this with joy. I've invested money since 2007, so believe me, I know what it feels like to have people call you crying because they just watched their entire life savings eviscerate. It's not fun. I wish that on no one. And yet, there are too many pretenders masquerading as investors. I actually wish a bear market on everyone who takes others' monies. When you raise once and you lose someone's money, you'll have a really hard time ever doing again. Your willingness to grab other people's dollars will be tempered by your crippling fear of failure. When you invest, you have one job. Don't lose. Sadly, we forget this every 10 to 20 years as the bull market runs. But there is a golden lining. Every time a market turns, there's an opportunity. So if you've been thinking of one of these, like, I missed X. Should I just throw some money at it? I probably missed this. I'm panicking because all I see is red. Here's the truth investors know. It may soon be time. You have to wait for the blood. You have to wait for it to be really cool, uncool to invest again. You have to wait until companies beg you for money, not beg you to invest in them. It seems simple, and yet so few do it. There is a reason I raised zero money over the last 2 years while rolling funds were popping up like pimples on a teenager. There's a reason I've been buying recession-resistant boring businesses. There's a reason I just now launched an early-stage boring business infrastructure fund. Why? Because things are getting bloody and they are going to accelerate. We didn't invest in anything at all-time highs and then have to work our way out of that hole. Huge caveat, I've lost money before, I've made massive mistakes, most of Silicon Valley is 10x smarter than me, no high horse here. The difference that will be a win right now is not investing in dreams and hopes, but investing in realities. Here's to you grabbing reality. Okay, so I met a guy who buys individual parking lots and condo buildings when the tenants don't want to buy them. They cost $30,000 a year and he cash flows $5,000 to $10,000 a year off one spot. Then I had a call with my friend Michael Girdley, who said he'd often rather own parking lots in the right places than SaaS companies. This got me intrigued at scale, so we'll break it down for you. Because the way around what is happening in the market is actually really simple. I call it the BERT method. Buy businesses that cash flow, resist in recession-resistant asset classes, raise with an ability to raise their prices, tech, and add technology to their offerings. That's my recipe. Let's apply it today to a sector I'm considering as we speak. Big old chunks of asphalt. How to play parking lots for $75,000 a year cash flow. Let's break down a deal. The deal goes like this. You do due diligence on a lot. Then you go to professional operators and have them sign a triple net lease, meaning they pay you for everything and pay you out, and then cash flow while they operate. This is harder to do than one anticipates. It is one way to do it, so I thought we'd break down this deal. Okay, location of the deal. Wilmington, North Carolina in the historic district. Purchase price, $695,000, 26 lots in total. Prime location, walking distance to all downtown. 80 feet of air rights, meaning you can redevelop to high rise. Why was it interesting? There was a lot of upside in this opportunity. This lot was owned by a local doctor whose son ran it for 8 to 9 years with only cash payments and no credit cards. No marketing, poor signage, and no technology was used. Here's how it looked. The current NOI, aka how much they made, was $30,000 a year. After the triple net lease terms, how much an operator will pay them, they're making $72,000 a year with 3% annual increase. So this property went from $30,000 a year to $72,000 a year income. Take that over the course of 10 years plus 3% increases, and we're talking about cash flowing $751,000 on a property that costs $695,000. Parking, the covered land play. Is this just a small one-off deal? I don't think so. Parking is a big old business, $131 billion industry, employs over 580,000 people, over 11,000 establishments nationwide. A parking lot, done right, provides immediate cash flow while providing future profit later when sold. What's so special about parking? Here's what makes parking one of the 130 businesses I like to buy and how I'd like to leverage it. One is declining inventories, increased demand. Total parking lot numbers are declining while total registered vehicles are increasing. Think about it. You're a local politician or city planner and must decide between boring parking garages or sexy high rises, aka apartment or office. Based on tax revenues, greatest use, and visual appeal, you're choosing the high rise every time. So parking is a necessary evil and an asset usually considered last by those building our cities. You can see for yourself the number mismatch below, with registered vehicles increasing while parking lots decrease. The elephant in the room for parking lot investing is future demand. COVID-19 and the government's reaction to it did an absolute number on parking lot usage. The National Parking Association estimates that events saw the greatest loss in revenues, with a 75% drop. Airport parking, 50%. Office parking, 40%. And central business districts, another 40%. I don't think anyone paid attention to the last 2 years will be surprised by those numbers. People were working from home, staying home, and generally avoiding one another. It's always important to conduct extensive due diligence. This asset class deserves an additional second look because of the uncertain future demand. All right, number two, technology, variable pricing structure. Airlines use sophisticated real-time calculations to guess how much you are willing to pay minute by minute, adjusting their prices to maximize profit. Just like airline tickets, parking is worth more at different times, and demand levels and technology is making dynamic pricing for parking lots a reality. You can use software like SmartGain to do just that. Number three, no need to call a plumber. I can't think of something more low maintenance than a parking lot. I get all hot and bothered thinking about tow trucks doing the circling to stop slackers, security cameras doing the oversight, and a minimal cleanup crew weekly. With lines on the pavement, concrete bumpers, a gate or concrete enclosure, and the technology to run the lot, you're set. Number four, revenue stability, recession resilience. With experts in parking lots, who's been doing this for a decade, his name is actually John Roy, and you can find a bunch of his interviews. He told us a few things I liked. You don't want to run a lot by yourself. A triple net lease with a reputable third-party operator is the best way to guarantee parking lot revenue. Before buying a lot, have professional operators bid on what they would pay you to run it. As COVID changed the landscape, John recommends that leasing with third-party operators is less common, and they want a percentage of your monthly sales, more like a property management company than a straight triple net lease. I think you could waffle between the two. Here's an example of one service you could go to them for. Parking is recession resilient. Ignoring COVID-19's impact, parking demand is historically relatively inelastic, making parking a recession-resistant asset. Generally, gas prices, inflation prices, who's in the White House, pick your usual suspect, parking demand remains unchanged. Number five, fragmented asset class. While there are some large-scale operators, here's a couple examples, parking lot ownership is not localized or hyper-competitive. You won't always have to compete against the bigs as you're looking to purchase parking lots. Three steps to finding and buying your own parking lot. For you skip ahead readers who might have missed it, let's say it again. Parking lots got killed by COVID, so do this carefully. Finding parking lots for sale. All right, find assets in tier two markets, as tier one markets will be expensive. Finding tier two markets could be an article in itself, but the best way to identify potential tier two markets is to look at demographic-based studies. Then you want to go to business brokers. Maybe use list aggregator sites like Crexy, LoopNet, Showcase. Reach out to international local parking associations. Cold call owners in the area you're looking to purchase. Here's what I'd say. Something like, hey, my name's Cody, and I'd like to make you an offer to buy your parking lot. I'm not a broker, and I don't need tons of information to make you a credible offer. I'm not looking to lowball you or waste your time as we do this with consistency. Would you be open to a sale at the right price? Of course. Evaluate a lot potential. Once you've found your lots for sale that you're looking to invest, filter down to a particular kind of parking lot. You want lots near long-term sustainable parking demand. You want lots with high turnover. You want lots that fail the fax machine test. You want lots that travel around surrounding neighborhoods. You want lots with air rights included as part of the purchase price. If you're looking to sell the lot later, this is super expensive, which I think you should be. And then you got to think about pricing the lot. After you've found the lots for sale and evaluated their potential, it's time to price it. You need to map out your lot, and you need to make copies of the different demand streams. You basically can see it here. It's kind of hard to explain with your mouth as opposed to your eyes. But there are a couple cool parking calculators, like Parking Box or this one from Park Home Hub, that you can price your potential revenues. This is why it's super important for you to actually map your lots, because the example above has 60 total slots, 20 of which have monthly pass holders from Monday through Friday. Those 20 monthly slots can be reused on the weekend. The other 40 slots are transient, but the demand for those are different on weekdays and weekends. Holy crap, you can see why this gets specific. Then you submit an RFP to a parking operator of your choice for bids to run the lot that you intend to purchase. They'll give you some quotes. Now you subtract your operator costs, or if you're lucky, see what the triple net lease revenue would be and consider that from your projected revenue. And as well as any financing, how much it costs you to do debt. For our purposes, let's assume that you buy a parking lot for $695, 35% of the purchase price down, $240,000. Financing for $451,000 over 7 years, 20% of monthly sales to operate the lot. And here's what you'd get. You'd get a monthly revenue of about $6,351 off of pieces of asphalt. Not too shabby. So park your assets, check it out. We also got a cool video for you on this.